diyorsunuz. Today is the feast of Saints Chrysanthus and Daria. Chrysanthus was born a pagan and of a noble father, and it just so happens that he was one who was a person that valued very much learning, especially in the way of reading. And it just so happened at a certain point that God provided for him that he would end up having in his possession Book of the Gospels, which in the second century is extremely rare because of the fact that, or the second or beginning of the third century, is extremely rare because it would have had been handwritten, of course, at that time. But the Book of the Gospels fell into his possession, and he read it from beginning to end, read all of the Gospels, and while he was intrigued by it, he found that at times, though, there were points that he certainly just didn't quite really understand. So he sought out a Christian and asked him to help explain it. The Christian did what he could in explaining the Gospels and then pointed him to a holy priest who was able to finish instructing Chrysanthus, making him to understand both the scriptures and the body of the faith, and ultimately ends up baptizing him to be a Christian. When his father begins to see the changes in the way he lives, sees that he changes who he spends time with, what he spends his time occupied in, he begins to suspect that he has become a Christian, or is at least very interested in becoming a Christian. And so he confronts him on it, to which, of course, Saint Chrysanthus admits readily that indeed he is a follower of Christ now and has no interest in the old ways. His father is absolutely enraged by this, and he throws him into a dungeon and leaves him there completely deprived of food and water, with the intent of having him die by starvation and thirst. A number of days later, he comes back to see if the son is dead or dying, and only to realize that he is of full strength, without any sign of weakness whatsoever there. And so he decides to try a different tact, having witnessed that miracle. Instead, now he takes him out of the dank dungeon and he brings him to the most lavish room that he can in his house. He furnishes it with all of the niceties, gives him all of the foods and the things that he likes, and he puts him in this nice, comfortable space, but locks the door behind him as he leaves, and leaves him locked in the room. Now, instead, he decides that if he can't get him by force to give up his newfound faith, then by corrupting his virtue, perhaps he can do this. And so he begins to send women to tempt him to fall into sin. The first one arrives, and Chrysanthus immediately recognizes what she is trying to do. He would flee if he could, but the door is locked. And so he finds the corner, he runs to it, he closes his eyes, he covers his ears, and he prays aloud that he begs God, please deliver him from such temptation, that to give him death rather than let him fall into sin to violate the virtue of purity. And with that, the woman falls over onto the floor in a very deep slumber, a slumber which she cannot be roused from and has to be carried out. Three more people come to do the same thing, and the result is the same each and every time. He prays with all earnestness, he covers all of his senses, and the women fall asleep. With that, the father is not knowing that knows that this is not going to work either, and so in the end he decides perhaps the getting to return to the old way of paganism is not going to be something quick, but that can only be done gradually. He goes to the temple of Minerva and he finds one of the virgins that is consecrated to the temple. Her name is Daria, and he has her conspire with him that he will promise her in marriage to his son, and that over time that with while living with him in that way of matrimony, she will eventually wear him down so that he can become a pagan again. Daria agrees, they are brought together, and Chrysanthus accepts the marriage. But in that courtship time leading up, he sits and talks with Daria, and he explains to her exactly what the Christian faith is. He teaches her and catechizes her, and she too is very interested and eventually converts. And with that, she wonders, what are we to do now? Are we to be married or not to be married? Chrysanthus proposes an idea to her. He says, let us be married only under the condition that we remain fully consecrated in virginity to God, but we will support each other in the way of virtue. She agrees to this, and they both make that resolution to do so. The marriage feast happens. The father celebrates he has successfully brought the two of them together, not knowing their own intentions. And they are allowed to retire to their own home pretty peacefully for a while. Until finally, at a certain point, because they are continuing to go out and interact and teach people about the gospel in the area, the governor, Claudius, he hears about their exploits and he brings Chrysanthus in for questioning. And Chrysanthus again admits he's a Christian right away, and the governor takes him and has him tortured in various ways, scourged and dragged and things like that, but he is by miracle preserved from dying due to the severity of these injuries. And then he is taken and he is thrown into a pit. In this pit, it's not just a hole, but rather it is this place where the sewers of the city empty into. And so it is filled with all sorts of gross, disgusting realities. But as he prays there in the dank sewer, all of a sudden it is filled with light, and it has a beautiful aroma, and everything is made to be wonderful and nice and clear and bright in there. The governor sees this. His whole family and the governor himself are converted, as well as many of the prisoners who have been given the care of it. And so they are all become Christian. But the emperor hears of it, is enraged, and he has all of them rounded up with the millstones tied around their neck, and they're thrown into the Tiber River to drown. Meanwhile, Daria, she too is found out to be a Christian and arrested, and she is sent away to be put into a house of ill repute, similar to what had happened to Chrysanthus, meant to come and test her virtue. She too, like him, prays earnestly to be delivered from it by death or whatever means possible. And as the first man comes through the door, he is a young man, and she sees the intent on his face. She prays aloud, and there is a great roar. A lion comes running in from outside and stands between the man and Daria. When the man takes a step forward, tentatively, the lion pounces and pins him to the ground, and then, as about to kill the man, looks up at Daria and sees what she wants to do. Daria reaches down and helps the man back to his feet, and then begins to instruct him on what he has done is truly wrong, and that he should amend his ways. And then with that, the conversation continues on until ultimately he too is converted. Two more people come, and the same takes place, until finally it is determined that they should send no more men in, but instead lock Daria and the lion inside and light them on fire. The house is lit ablaze, and Daria makes a sign of the cross, and the lion is able to run away unscathed out the door. Daria stays in the house, but it burns to the ground, and yet she is still completely unharmed. With this, finally, she is taken out of the city, thrown into a pit, and buried alive, and she too completes her work of martyrdom. These two great saints, Chrysanthus and Daria, they are great examples to us of what it is to, for us to do in times of temptation. Oftentimes, we often forget that it is grace that helps us to be successful in conquering temptation. Oftentimes, we forget that our first recourse should be to turn to heaven to aid us in those times when we struggle. Yes, at times, from one instant to another, we might, by our own volition, be able to overcome temptation, but to have continued and regular success, constant success, this is truly something that can only be done with the aid of the supernatural. And so our first must be to turn to God, to pray, to help us be strong in the face of temptation. And moreover, to that each day, knowing the types of temptations that we might encounter and struggle with, to pray for those to grow those graces preemptively so that we are ready for the day's battle. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.